Good evening and welcome. This is October 9th, 2023 legislative session of the Salisbury City Council. In the event of an emergency, we ask that everyone remain calm and exit through the double doors to the parking lot located at the front of the building. If the doors are blocked, please exit through the door to my right by pulling the fire alarm located to the right of the door under the monitor. Please let us know if you need assistance. At this time, we ask that everyone please silence your phones. If you plan to speak during the public comment period, at the end of this meeting, please fill out a form on the table to your left near the door as you came in and give to the city clerk. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Silent meditation. Could you please bow your heads? Thank you. We invite the new police chief, Dave Mineshine, and clerk of the circuit court, Bo McAllister, forward to the podium.
Do this?
Yep.
Step back just a hair and turn 45 degrees towards the camera. Are we good? Okay. Always got to check with the camera person. Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, David Mineshine.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will be faithful.
And that I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To the state of Maryland.
To the state of Maryland.
And support the Constitution and laws thereof.
And support the Constitution and laws thereof.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
Diligently and faithfully.
Diligently and faithfully.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Execute the office of.
Execute the office of.
Chief of Police.
Chief of Police.
For the city of Salisbury.
For the city of Salisbury.
According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
Has been sworn, Madam President.
It is indeed an honor to have us pulled from within. It is an honor, and We couldn't have chose a better person than Chief Dave Mineshine. Let's give him another round of applause. And let's support him in his endeavor. Let's be the force behind him, because he's going to need every single one of us. We will now have a proclamation for our Prevention Week from our own mayor, John R. Jack Heath.
Good evening. Thank you for that introduction. I think it's safe to say this is the safest place to be in Salisbury right now. Congratulations, Chief. I'd like to have Zach Bridges join me up here for this proclamation. Zach heads up our fire prevention team and does an excellent job. Whereas the City of Salisbury is committed to ensuring the safety and security of its citizens, and fire is a serious public safety concern, both locally and nationally, with homes being the location in which our citizens are at greatest risk. And whereas home fires killed more than 2,800 people in the United States in 2021, according to the National Fire Protection Association, and fire departments in the United States responded to 338,000 home fires. And whereas cooking is the leading cause of home fires in the United States, where fire departments responded to more than 166,400 annually between 2016 and 2020. Two of every five home fires start in the kitchen, with 31% of these fires resulting from unattended cooking, and more than half reported non-fatal home cooking fire injuries occurred when the victims tried to fight the fire themselves. And whereas the children under five face the higher risk of non-fire burns associated with cooking than being burned in a cooking fire. And whereas the City of Salisbury residents should turn pot handles toward the back of the stove, always have a lid nearby when cooking. Keep a 3-foot kid-free zone around the stove and other things that could get hot. Watch what they heat and set a timer to remind them that they are cooking. And whereas citizens who have prepared to practice a home fire escape plan are better prepared and therefore more likely to survive a home fire. Additionally, working smoke alarms could cut the risk of dying in reported home fires in half. And whereas the City of Salisbury firefighters are dedicated to reducing the occurrence of home fires and home fire injuries through prevention and protection education, and the city's residents have been receptive to the public education measures, are able to take personal steps to increase their safety from fire, especially in their homes. Whereas 2023 Fire Prevention Week theme, Cooking Safety Starts With You, Pay Attention to Fire Prevention, effectively serves to remind us to stay alert and use caution when cooking to reduce the risk of kitchen fires. Now, therefore, I, John R. Heath, acting mayor of the City of Salisbury, do hereby proclaim October 8th through the 14th, 2023, as Fire Prevention Week 2023 in our city, and urge all people of Salisbury to check their kitchens for fire hazards and use safe cooking practice during Fire Prevention Week 2023, and to support the many public safety activities and efforts of the Salisbury City Fire Department. Thank you. I've been told how to do this.
I'm going to show you.
Sometimes you hold that. And we go. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
Could I have a motion to adopt the legislative agenda? And a second?
So moved.
Second.
Angela, you got it. Michelle. All those in favor, would you signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
4-5, and the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Kim?
Good evening. On the consent agenda tonight, we have the August 21st, 2023 work session minutes, August 28th, 2023 special work session minutes, August 28th, 2023 closed session minutes, August 28th, 2023 council meeting minutes, September 5th work session minutes, and September 5th special meeting minutes. Resolution number 3284, approving the reappointment of Mary Buffington to the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee for term ending October 2026. And resolution number 3285, approving the reappointment of Brendan Frederick to the Historic District Commission for term ending October 2026. That's it.
All those in favor of the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye, 5-0. Is Mary Buffington here? Or Brendan Frederick? If not, we would like to thank you for your consistent help with our committees and the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee and also the Historic District Commission. Thank you so much for serving. Could I have a motion to approve the water bids?
So moved.
Second. Ms. Miller?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Normally when I come up and present an award of bid, I just go right into it, right? But tonight I wanted to give everybody a little bit of background about why I come up here and do what I do and what I'm asking council for when I, as the director of procurement, approach the council. So the Salisbury Municipal Code states, for budgeted goods and services, council approval shall only be required for contracts in excess of $100,000. Now, this particular requirement is stated within section 2.32.050, procedure for competitive bidding of the municipal code, okay? Now, the procedure for competitive bidding is like procurement's toolbox of contracting methods, okay? The code calls this methods of source selection. So these are the tools that we have, okay? So you all are intimately familiar with me coming in front of you and using acronyms, ITB, RFP, okay? So one of these tools in the toolbox or method of source selection is what's called competitive sealed bidding. You can equate that to what I come up here and call an invitation to bid or an ITB. Another tool in the toolbox is competitive sealed proposals. We call it a request for proposal or RFP, okay? So those are two tools that you guys are intimately familiar with. One of these other methods of source selection, excuse me, is found in item 5 of the section that I referred you to. There's two titles in the section. It's called non-competitive negotiation sole source procurement. All right, so this method states, it's the last item in there, that sole source procurement exists whenever the director, me, determines that there's only one available source for the subject of a procurement contract, and he or she may award the contract without competition to that source. Okay. Within the Department of Procurement, we get sole source procurement requests for other sole source procurements, right? It's not just the ones that come to council. I may get a sole source procurement request for something that's $25,000 or $50,000, okay? 90% of what I bring to council is something that we either have competitively bid or we piggyback on a cooperative contract. So you all might not be completely familiar with seeing or talking about this idea of sole source procurement, okay? But within the Department of Procurement, we want the using departments to justify why they think a particular supplier should be awarded a sole source procurement. Sometimes you can also call this a single source procurement. So let me explain. As a method, again, to justify a sole source procurement, we use a sole source justification form, okay? I did put that in your packet today. And like any request for a sole source procurement, it's always written specific to that particular procurement. Now, in terms of what you have in your packet today, this project in general is very, very complex. Nothing like we have done or seen before within the city of Salisbury, okay? I appreciate the time that you're allowing me right now to give you further insight into this method, okay? So Gillis Gilkerson, a related entity to Salisbury Town Center Apartments, would, if awarded this contract, in essence, orchestrate the overall development for everything that's going to happen on parking lots 1, 11, and 15, okay? Now, within the amended and restated LDA, there were specific obligations and timelines stated in that LDA. The LDA was very transparent with the intent that we would negotiate and award what we call a CMR contract. That stands for Construction Manager at Risk. Okay. I am here because we are following the steps that were outlined in the land disposition agreement. But before we can, I say we, the city or even the Department of Procurement, can award or assign or sign a contract over $100,000, let's go back to what I pointed to earlier. Council approval is required for all contracts over $100,000. And again, it's within that section of procedure for competitive bidding. Now, in this case, this award would result in a CMR, Construction Manager at Risk contract, wherein we will negotiate the details of a contract, the rights and responsibilities of the parties, the owner, which is the city, the contractor, which would be Gillis Gilkerson, and an architect, okay? And we would set forth a guaranteed maximum price for the project. This guaranteed maximum price would include a construction manager at risk fee, whether that's a percent of the amount or whether that's a fixed fee, that's a to be negotiated term, okay? With all subcontracts within that larger contract being competitively bid, okay? Therefore, my request to council this evening and any time I come to this podium is to seek the approval of the procedure for competitive bidding. In other words, did the Department of Procurement follow the code as outlined in 2.32.050? It's never a request to approve the project or the funding. In this particular case, both of those were approved in ordinance number 2721. Now, should council not approve this award of contract, the city will still publicly bid for CMR services. And you will see me again in a few months with another request for award of contract. So, what I have in front of you this evening is a request to award a sole source contract to Gillis Gilkerson. This is for a 450-space public parking garage constructed on city-owned lot. We'll call this lot number 2, parking garage lot, as defined in the amended and restated land disposition agreement approved via resolution 3263 on June 20th, 2023. Funds were appropriated in the amount of $10,750,000 on ordinance 2721 Schedule B, Capital Project Appropriations Parking Fund. Of that $10,750,000, the city's contribution is $10 million. That $750,000 is the developer contribution. Okay? No funds can be expended prior to a declaration of official intent or bond ordinance. This would be anticipated to happen March-April timeframe of 2024. Either of which are subject to council approval via resolution. As I mentioned earlier, per municipal code 2.32.050.C.5, non-competitive negotiation or sole source procurement, I'm requesting an award based on the director of procurement determining that there is only one available source for the subject of a procurement contract, and he or she may award the contract without competition to that source. In your packet, I hope that we have clearly defined the reasons why the city feels that contracting with Gillis Gilkerson is justifiable based on the information that I've provided in that justification. Now, pending negotiation, this is pending though, negotiation and execution of a standard form of agreement between owner and construction manager as constructor, where the basis of payment is the cost of work plus a fee with a guaranteed maximum price. That would be the contract document that we would look to negotiate and execute with Gillis Gilkerson.
Are there any questions or comments? Any questions or comments?
So how was the sum of $750 as a contribution from Gillis Gilkerson, how was that agreed upon?
Within the LDA, within the amended and restated LDA.
But within that LDA, how was that sum arrived?
Prior negotiations,
okay.
Prior discussion.
Ms. Miller, just for clarification.
Yeah.
This is just about the procedure.
It's yes.
Not, I mean,
yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Correct.
That. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Anyone else? I'm having trouble with this. Okay. So, all in favor of the water bid, signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes nay.
Thank you, Council.
You're welcome.